The Gemara Masechta Megillah Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph teaches us. Shaul Talmidim to Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Rav Shimon ben Yochai's Talmidim asked him, "Neima Nischaivu Shenem Sheyisrael Ba'isadok Kliya. Why did Klai Yisrael in that generation deserve such a terrible punishment?" Amlehem. So Rav Shimon ben Yochai said to his Talmidim, "Imru Atem, you tell me why." Amalei, so they told him, "Neshenenu Misudasa Shalaisa Rasha." Because they participated in Achashverus Suda. Amalehem. So Rav Shimon Yochai said to them, "Imkein, Shebishushan Yahargu. The people in Shushan who participated deserve the punishment. Shebichol Oilem Kulay Al Yahargu. But the rest of the Jews in the world, why do they deserve this punishment?" Amalei, so then the Talmidim said to him, "Emarata, so you tell us." Amalehem. Because they bow down to the tzelem that Nebuchadnezzar made. Amalehem, Amalei, so they said to him, "If that's indeed what they did, so why did they get saved if they worshipped Avodah Zarah?" Amalehem, so Shimon ben Yochai responded, "Heim la osu el lefnim. What they did was really not sincere. It was a charade. They bowed down as if they were worshipping the Avodah Zarah, but they really were not. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo osimam elefnim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't really intend to completely eradicate them. V'hainu d'ksiv. And that is what it says in the Pasuk. Klo inoy miliboy v'yag b'nei ish. Leina Meliboy, if a person didn't do what he did with Meliboy, with his heart, he only did it superficially. Yaga b'neish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes him to go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes him to worry, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not actually punish him, knowing that he really did not mean to do what he did. Says the Sifsei Chachamim, this Gemara that teaches us that they didn't really mean what they did is the basis of the minig that the Ramah in Simen Tov Reish Pei Ches Sif Ches teaches us that on Purim there are people that have a minig that on Purim, it's actually Tov Reish Tzadik Vav Sivches, says the Ramah, "Mash Nagu Lubash Petzuf and Bepurim, that people put on masks on Purim, V'geva Loiv Simlas Isha, men wear women's clothing, V'isha Kli Gever, and women wear men's clothing, Ain't Issa B'davar, there is no Issa, Mi'achash Ein Mechavnin, Ela L'Simcha Ba'alma, their intention is only for to make for simcha," and he even goes on to say, "V'chein became Belvishes Klayim the Rabbanim." However, if we look in the Mishnah Brura, he says the Taz quotes the Bach that says a man should not put on women's clothing, women should not put on men's clothing. The Chazon Ish was very machmer. The Chazon Ish was very machmer in this halacha, even by children, because there's an issue of Lo Silbash. In general, many Gedolim were very concerned about costumes, and only if the costumes don't involve violating any Isurei Torah that they allow the costumes to be worn. But the Sifsei Chachamim says that the source for this minig that we just quoted from the Ramah is this Gemara, where the Gemara says that it was all of Nim. It really wasn't sincere. So that's why on Purim we put on costumes to show it's all on the outside that it seemed like they're doing averus internally, Klal Yisrael is certainly sincere in their avodas Hashem. It's interesting to point out that Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger, in his Sefer Lev HaIvri, says that the Ramah himself would go around on Purim. He was the Rav of the city of Krakow, and he would go around on Purim dressed up as a poor person, and in order to collect tzedakah, and people shouldn't recognize him. So you see that not only does Ramah, he say, quote the minig, but he actually says that the minig is a minig that Ramah himself fulfilled. As I said, one of the reasons for this minig is for the reason that we just gave. Another reason that I saw for putting on costumes on Purim is that we know that Haman was a descendant of Amalek, who was a descendant of Esav. And Esav's hatred to Yaakov really began when Yaakov disguised himself as Esav and received the brachas from Yitzchak. So the entire story of Purim that is so connected to the hatred of Amalek to Klal Yisrael all begins with disguising. The Yaakov Amloyes on the Megillah says, the Pasuk says, Vayishna haknani malach arad. And Rashi over there says that they really weren't Kananim. They were Amalekim, but they disguised themselves as Kananim. And the reason is because it's critical that when one is mispalel, he should be accurate in his tefillah. So the Amalekim wanted to confuse Klal Yisrael, and they dressed up as Kananim when they were truly Amalekim. So we see that the Amalekim have this trick of getting disguised. Purim is all about Mechias Amalek. And since it's all about Mechias Amalek, that's why we get disguised, to show that their tricks don't work. Another, the Yor Rabbah says, the source for the minig of wearing costumes on Purim is because of, we know that the Nes, as the Gemara says, started with Achashverosh inviting Vashti to come to the Suda, and Vashti refusing to come to the Suda, and she got a tail. Gavriel came and made a tail on her, which is also not what she normally looked like. And that's why we get dressed up. Esther also was, so to speak, disguised, because as the Megillah says, Laigida es ama omaladata. So Esther was truly a Jew, obviously, but she disguised herself as a non-Jew, and that's how ultimately they were saved. Another reason Del Yerabba suggests is because the Megillah says the Martcha Yotzim of Nei HaMelech B'mvush Malchus Tchelus V'chur. That wasn't the clothing, those weren't the clothing that normally Mordechai wore. And here Mordechai wore clothing that clearly weren't the clothing that he normally wore. Again, disguised. The Sfas Emes suggests, it says towards the end of the Megillah, V'rabbi me'amei ha'oretz m'siyadim, that kinofel pachra Yehudim aleihem. Many of the Akum got concerned, and they dressed up, and they dressed up as Jews, even though they truly weren't Jews. So they tried to disguise themselves. So to commemorate that act, we put on disguises, put on costumes on Purim. The Marv Shemesh explains that the reason we put on costumes on Purim is just like when Shabbos comes, we take off our weekday clothing and put on Shabbos clothing. When Purim comes, since Purim isn't really a yontif, it's sort of an in-between, we put on different clothing to show it's not the same as the rest of the year. Another pshat that I saw, the Gemara says, Esther min haTorah minayin. Where is there a remez for Esther in the Torah? The pasuk says, V'noichi haster aster panai. Esther represents that we don't see Hashem. In fact, that's what's unique about the whole nace of Purim. The whole nace of Purim was a nace of Teva, the name of Hashem, doesn't even appear in the Megillah. It's disguised, it's covered over, but really it's all Hashem, even though we don't see him, is always there. And therefore, Purim, we go in disguise to commemorate V'Anochi Haster Aster, that it's all disguised, but deep down below the surface, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching us. As we quoted, the Bach says in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Pei Beis, is very against the minig of getting disguised, putting on costumes on Purim, especially because one could come to be over the Isra of La Yilbash Ish Simas Isha, person that's alive in the Torah, that there is no heter on Purim to, on Purim to fulfill, to be over, to transgress. The Paiskim say, I saw from the Klozmer Gereba, that even if one gets dressed up on Purim, one should not get dressed up as an Akum, because no one should ever want to be like an Akum. Nobody should get dressed up. I saw as well from the Stipler that some people should not get dressed up as Haman. Again, even though we're speaking about this minig of getting dressed up, it should never be at the expense of dressing up as somebody who is a Rasha. To conclude, there's a fantastic story. There was a Jew who lived in Romania, and he immigrated from Romania to Russia. And he had enemies in Romania who claimed that the reason he left Romania was because he stole a tremendous amount of gold, and that's why he ran away. And the government of Romania asked for extradition for this person. This person came to the great Rebbe, the Shpola Zayda, and asked him, "This is all a false libel. What should I do?" So the Shpola Zayda told him, "Try to accomplish that the date you appear in court for this trial in Romania should be on Purim." So then this Jew asked the Rebbe, "And who will be my lawyer?" He said, I'll already send you a lawyer. He said, and how much will it be, the fee for the lawyer? He says, so the Rebbe told him, I have here a girl, a poor girl who just became a kala, and she doesn't have the ability to get married. If you'll pay up, you'll pay for the entire cost of the wedding, you'll have a yeshua. This Jew did as the Rebbe told him, and when it came on Purim, the day that they were supposed to have this trial, the Shmuel Zayda in his town in Russia conducted a mock trial. One of the chassidim was appointed to be the judge. Two chassidim were appointed to be the defense witnesses. One was appointed to be the prosecutor. And the Spala Zayda put on his head a white big yarmulke. On his hands, he put on red gloves. And he was going to be this person's lawyer. As soon as the mock trial began and the prosecutor began with his claim, the judge right away said, I see that this is all a plot just against this Jew. Then the Shmuel Zayda, who was supposed to be the lawyer, got up to say his piece, and he said that this entire story is just a libel. It's just because they want to get to extort money from this Jew. The judge, all this is a mock trial, issued a ruling that the Romanian government is not obligated, was wrong for requesting extradition. Not only were they wrong for requesting extradition, but they were should pay for the expenses of the law, of the trial. After this, the Shmuel Zayda sat down for the Suda's Purim, and in the middle of the Suda's Purim, a telegram came from this Jew that indeed everything worked out well. When the Jew came back, so the Shmuel Zayda asked him, so what happened? So he said that, I don't know, all of a sudden, as the trial began, a lawyer showed up. He was wearing a big white yarmulke and red gloves on his hands. And as this person repeated what this lawyer said in his defense, the chassidim who was sitting there heard that it was every word exactly what the Shmuel Zayda had said at the mock trial. So the Shmuel Zayda told this person, you should know that on Purim we all have the ability to get dressed up. We don't know who is who on Purim. And that lawyer was really a malach, and that malach came to take away from you all of your tzaras. So too, on Purim, we get dressed up in costumes, but really we don't know who is who. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us sometimes malachim to bring us on the day of Purim tremendous yeshuas v'refuos.